All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Verbatim?
No, as much as you can remember.
Okay. It was a town in New York, or rather New York, not a town, New York. Okay, there was a policeman, and he was checking doorknobs and so forth, and he noticed a gentleman standing in the shadows, and of course he slowed up and prepared himself for the possibilities of this shadowy person representing negativity, someone bad. Ooh. Okay. I'll stop talking. Okay. Anyway, so he had words with the gentleman. And the gentleman was there waiting for his friend to show up. They hadn't seen each other in about 20 years or so. And and so he explained that to the police officer. The police officer introduced himself as, you know, after they got comfortable with each other and got a chance to talk, and they introduced each other. Bob was the guy that was in the shadows, and Jim was the officer. And they talked about different descriptions and things that happened in the past and, you know, that sort of thing. And then, Jim decides, well, okay, and he walks on past. He says, hey, you know, have a nice one, and take care, and I hope you know, good luck in finding, you know, your friend. So he walks away and continues going down, checking doors like nothing ever happened. But Jimmy, okay, or Officer Jim, or whatever, recognized his friend. And also recognized the fact that he was wanted by the police. Now, him being the diligent officer that he truly was, and his mindset being in the set of truly being a snitching little officer, went and called one of his plainclothes buddies and turned his friend in. And the plainclothes officer came up and announced himself as being his friend, and literally fooled the man. A man realized, hey, you know, once they started walking away, you know, the guy grabbed him, and as they were walking away, they looked at each other, because they were supposed to be going off to have a drink, and he realized this guy wasn't his long-lost friend, so, and he was given a note by Jimmy, because Jimmy wasn't man enough to come around and confront the man and tell him, hey, yeah, I snitched on you, man, you know. You know, he hands him a note, and the guy opens the note and reads it and says, hey, you know, sorry, old boy, you know, you were my friend, but, you know, I didn't have the heart to bust you, or I didn't have the balls to bust you myself, as a true man should have done. So he's a real traitor, and I didn't like that part about the story. But other than that, it was a pretty cool story, I think.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Now, tell me a story, perhaps a childhood experience, but try to think of a story that has at least two or more people in it, at least two or three people besides yourself.
I don't know. I mean, does it have to be true, or
make
it up?
You can make it up, but, you know, whatever. Just tell me a story.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In what context? What do you want?
Tell me a childhood experience.
Childhood experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. That's too fruity. Let me see. No, I was, you know, it was a story of when I was a little kid, you know, on Emerson Street there. I think I was about 7,
okay.
You know, and I had this apple tree in the backyard. And I used to climb the apple tree, and my weight being the way it was, I could go really high without breaking the limbs. Suicidal, but whatever, I didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was in these, you know, top limbs, because I used to go up there because it was nice. You could see. It was, like, beautiful. You know, you could see the tops of houses and all that sort of thing, and you could see the landscape. And one day the wind was blowing, and, you know, it was really blustery day, you know, it's one of those fall days, you know, when it's just starting to get crisp, and the wind's picking up, and, you know, and it was really nice, rocking in the trees, you know, with the winds. Anyways, that's what I mean. It's kind of fruity.
I think it's probably with a couple of people in it, I think.
Couple of people. Let me see. I don't know. None that I can tell.
Give me something.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, I have to think about that. I don't know any real stories that are...
Just tell me a childhood experience that involves two or three people.
Two or three people. Okay, well, how about just recently? We went to the ball game.
Okay.
Remember we went to the ball game?
Okay.
Okay, I can tell you that story. How about that?
Okay.
We went up here. Let me see. Breck, my daughter, and everybody came up from Atlanta, and we all got together and went out and had fun. And we decided we were going to go and get ball tickets and to the Nationals game, and it was outstanding. And they won. We went, and we got the, when we arrived, we had a little tete-a-tete with the security. Remember that? About parking and the sensible place to park. In any case, we went in and we had a good time. And hot dogs were terrible. The kids enjoyed the game. They were a little restless from time to time. That's about it. And the Nationals won. There was fireworks afterwards. And for a minute there, I wasn't sure who won. And I should have because of the fireworks. Okay. That's about it. I guess.
Okay.
That's a boring story, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, yeah, let me think about it. I don't know what I mean.
Everybody else came up with one right away.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. Right, right, right. Psychosis, right, right, right.
Send me that. No, nothing. Jeanette.
What, this?
Yes.
Cool.
All right, and I'm going to tell you a story, and then you tell it back to me.
Your machine is still on here.
I know. I wanted you to record it. I'm recording everything. I just leave it on.
That story I just told was completely idiotic. I mean, why do I...
You want to tell another one?
Does it have to be a personal story?
As long as you tell me a story that has about two or three people in it.
Could be anything. A Bible story?
I'd rather for it to be a personal story.
Okay, come on. Let's just carry on. Move on. Enough story.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a short story. When I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me. Here's a story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now, tell me the story.
I thought it was a story. I should be, you're right, we should be doing a test now. Okay, what I did catch about that, about what you said, was a lady lost her wallet, and she found it, and she was very grateful that she found her wallet.
That's it? I think we should stop, because you're screwing up.
No, I was thinking about giving you a story.
Well, tell me that story. We'll come back to this.
I mean, you know what I mean? No, I just thought of one. I really did. You know, let me see. Let me think. Where. It was, it was a nice, one time I was, I had an MGB. This was a college thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, when I was at going to UDC, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with some guys, Fat Eddie and Checky. And I can't say Checky's middle name. I mean his little name, you know, because that'd be offensive. But it was funny. Anyway, and Benny, Penguin. We used to call him Penguin because he waddled when he walked. And you know, it wasn't because of overweight. He just had his feet were that wide open, the pigeon toed, mm-hmm. and he'd just be waddling, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story. See, but you want this story, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to. Anyway, Benny had just gotten a car. He was older than the rest of us, and he had just gotten his driver's license, and he got a car, you know. So naturally, we all, you know, that was a big thing to us, you know, because, oh, man, we get to ride now. We get to get up off of the block, you know, just hanging around the block. We don't have to catch a bus cross town anymore, then we can ride. Mm-hmm. And we got in, you know, he came by, and we were all spiffied up and everything. We were going to go across town to Southeast, mm-hmm. you know, because you could have a lot of fun over there. There was a lot of parties and stuff all the time. And if you had a car, then, you know, you could have a lot of fun, uh-huh. you know. And, there's some of these stories I can't
hear. Well, keep going.
Nobody's
going to hear it except me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, but you're putting these things in here.
So? Yeah. Continue.
Well, okay. Anyway. It was a crazy night is what I'm trying to say. We caught a heck. Once we got over in Southeast, to be more specific on 22nd Street, we found out from some friends at a McDonald's over there that there was a party in this apartment building. So we go over there and everything, and, you know, we go to this little party, blue lightning thing, and all of that. And, you know, then it's like, we, you know, picked up on these chicks, and these guys didn't dig it. And, you know, like, we were running out of the building, jumping in the car, that kind of stuff. And then a series of events all night long, we were just trying to get home the whole night. I mean, we got a flat trying to come out of there. Running and they, you know, we got a flat tire. We had, you know, when we were changing it, we found out the flat that was in his trunk was flat. The tire in the trunk was flat. Mm-hmm. You know, end up having to roll the tire to a gas station. Nobody had any real money, so then he had to leave his driver's license. We all ponied up what we did have, mm-hmm. and got the tire fixed, and then we bought it back, you know. And when we got back, somebody had stolen the jack that we had the car sitting up on. So so we took these boards. Well, you asked for this. You want it? What?
Keep going.
I stop now. Never mind.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Anyway,
did you finish the story?
Hmm?
Did you finish the story?
Yeah.
Every story has an ending. I'm looking for that, too.
Okay, well, I mean, pretty much that's all that happened. You know, we were trying to hear him. We were trying to find our way to get home. And through different events that kept happening to the car and the places that we were, you know, we were out all night trying to get home.
That's funny. It?
Yeah.
That's the end?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's enough.
Now, we'll tell you the story again. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping...
Felt like Rain Man. Go ahead.
While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang. And the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now, tell me the story.
A lady was in a supermarket purchasing groceries. She dropped her wallet and didn't know it. She went to the checkout counter and found that she did not have her wallet. So she put back the groceries and went home. Once she got home, just before she opened the door, the phone rang. And she picked up the receiver, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet. And she was very happy and relieved.
Sorry. Remember the story, because I'm going to ask you to tell it again later.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll run you through the memory exercises. This is a measure of short-term memory. I'm going to say some numbers, and you repeat them back to me. Ready? 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
Say that again.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
41. Say that one more time.
4179386.
4179386.
5819247.
5819247.
Okay. 3829-5174.
Say again.
3829-5174.
3829-5174.
275-862584.
Say it one more time.
275-862584.
275-275-5784.
713-942-568.
791. Say again.
713-942-568.
No. I can't remember it.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to give you some numbers again, but this time repeat them to me backwards.
Hi, I bet I can remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Say something backwards?
Yeah, the numbers.
I hate that.
Okay, well, you're a numbers guy, so you should do this.
Yeah, but I hate that.
All right, ready?
It's not logical. Okay, good.
2-4.
2-4.
Say it backwards.
Oh, backwards?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-6-2.
4-1.
Wait a minute. That's not, I can't do that one.
Yes, you can.
Mm-mm.
6-2-9.
Mm-mm. 9-2-6.
Mm-hmm. 4-1-5.
Is there a time limit?
No.
Oh, so I can think about it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
4-1-5.
514.
Mm-hmm. 3279.
2 9 7 3 2. No. See, I can't do it because I can't see it because of my eye.
4968.
4968?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Come on, you make me feel like an idiot now, because I ain't prepared for that. I don't do well with that.
4968. 8. 8694. Mm-hmm. 15286.
6251.
Okay.
No, it's 12, isn't it? 584.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Let's stop there.
No, I can't.
This is a measure of long-term memory. Tell me as many foods as you can think of as many foods as you can think of, and ready, and go.
Food?
Were you listening to me?
Yes. Tell you how many foods I was...
We should stop, because you're not...
Bruce Lee.
So?
Okay, great. How many foods? I can do it quick.
Are you sure?
Yeah, come on, come on.
Because you're bombing out in the memory exercises.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll leave it alone.
Can you do this?
I think so. Okay. Compare it with another one.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do another one when I'm back. Yeah. Critical.
I want you to name as many foods as you can think of.
Okay.
Anything that you can eat.
Okay. Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And go.
Hot dog, potato chips, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, sausage, bacon, eggs, meatloaf, lasagna, spinach, cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, fried chicken, fricasseed chicken, sauteed chicken, let's see, barbecue ribs, barbecue hamburgers, Jesus Christ, beets, pineapples, oranges, mangoes, bananas, grapes, raisins, prunes, apricots, sunflower seeds, peanuts, cashews, cereals, oatmeal, cream of wheat, wheatina, lettuce, I already said cabbage, okay, mushrooms, cheese, cheddar cheese, American cheese, Swiss cheese, bologna jack cheese, juices, but that's not food, that's drinking, okay,
Any more?
Yeah, deer meat, buffalo meat, ostrich meat, deer meat being venison, go ahead on with it, elephant, they eat elephant, I've seen that, eat elephant, possum, squirrel, rabbit, if you're in Vietnam, dog.
Anything else?
Goats, pheasant, Cornish hens, turkey, range hens, pork chops, pig feet, pig ears, ham, French, you want French cuisine? So got steak, what else? Do I have much more time?
Any more?
Do you have more time?
Yeah, well, as long as you want.
Oh.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, that was 2 minutes and 50 seconds. All right. This time, name as many animals as you can think of. And okay, start.
Aardvark, orangutan, anteater, no more A's. Aardvark, orangutan, anteater. Okay, bats, birds, eagles, falcons, pigeons, sparrows, lizards, frogs, turtles, deer, sheep, lions, elephants, tigers, bears, chipmunks, beavers. Beavers, let me see what else. There's those other things. Moles, badgers. Let's see here. Goats. Condors. Let me see. I'd say elephants. Oxen. How much time do I have to have?
Is that it?
Huh?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 minute and 55 seconds. All right, this time name as many kitchen items as you can think of.
Okay.
Items that are in the kitchen. And we're going to... All right, go.
3-gallon pot, 1-gallon pot, 1/2-gallon pot, saucepan, frying pan, large frying pan, medium frying pan, small frying pan, waffle maker, Cuisinart mixer, spatula, knives, forks, spoons, plates, salt dispenser, pepper dispenser, spices. Does that include appliances?
Mm-hmm.
Like refrigerator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, refrigerator, stove, microwave, top oven, bottom oven. let's see. What else? Spatula, did I say that?
No.
Spatula, spoons, I said serving spoons,
mm-hmm.
Pancake pan, let me see. Food. Well, I guess that doesn't count. You said appliances and cookware. Okay, crock pot. Let me see. Whisks. Let me see. Butter knife. Let's see. Kitchen table? Can you go with that?
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen table, kitchen chairs, toaster, let's see, coffee blender, coffee maker, let me see, blender, let's see, what else, let's see, can you, okay, oh, flour holder, sugar holder, cornmeal holder, tea holder, coffee holder, coffee ground holder, let me see, cabinets, kitchen cabinets, let's see, kitchen trash can, can you say broom?
Mm-hmm.
Broom. Mop, bucket, let's see, trash bag, kitchen trash bag, kitchen soap, cleaning utensils, sponge, stuff like that, paper towel,
mm-hmm. Is that it?
Tea kettle.
Is that it?
Oven mitts.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Good. Alright. So this time... I want you to start here and read across as fast as you can.
I don't read fast.
That's okay. Just read across as fast as you can.
Okay. Read fast. I told you.
Okay, go ahead. Start.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. Okay.
Told you it wasn't fast.
Okay. Next, see these dots here? I want you to tell me the color of each dot. Go across as fast as you can.
I do that better.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let me get my watch here. And go. And stop. Hello? Yes, yes. Hi, how are you? Yes, the payment form. So I have to turn it in tomorrow, and I was looking through the paperwork, and you didn't put your signature on it, so I need to have that. No, Monday. Yeah, I was... Yeah, would that be all right? Okay. Yes, we could. 1 and 2:30.
2:30.
Okay, we'll just pop in and get your signature, and then we'll be on our way. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Between 1 and 2:30.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
What was so funny?
Because, I mean, I totally blew this. I mean, I totally. I'm like, you know, like no brain cells.
Mm-hmm. Told you that does. Now here, I want you to go across as fast as you can.
I ain't sure I'd be much better.
go across and tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh.
Don't say red, say blue.
Good, I don't have to read.
Yeah, so tell me the color. Tell me the color of the words printed in and not the word. And go.
Blue, red, yellow, green, blue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Green, yellow, green, red. I'm so blowing this. Okay, I'm going to start over.
Please do. Go.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, red, red. What is wrong with me, boy? I'm sorry. I really am. I'm so sorry. I'm being such an ass. Everybody else all day was all cool. And here you come with my goofy butt. All right.
One more time. That's it. I'm bombing you hard on this one. Take a minute and stop laughing.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, green, blue, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, green, blue, yellow, red.
Why are you so giggly?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You've been longer than anybody.
I know.
And you have four errors.
What error?
You have four errors.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green.
I'm not telling you anymore.
Yellow, blue.
That was more than 35 minutes. Everybody took 15, 20, 18, and here you go with 35.
35 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
To screw it up?
Mm-hmm. All right, last thing. Tell me the story.
Can we do it again?
We'll do it another time when you're not so giggly. Okay. Now, tell me the story of the lady with the shopping one more time.
With the shop?
Mm-hmm. Lady with the shopping.
Well, you see, child, there was this lady. And she goes to the grocery store, you know what I'm talking about? And she in there shopping, and she got all her groceries, you know what I'm saying? And while she was there shopping, and she pushing her little cart around, she saw this dude, and she just lost her little cookies. She loved him. He was excellent. And she dropped her little purse, her little wallet on the floor. Then she goes up, she was just flabbergasted. She goes up to the counter and she says, "Did you see that guy over there? Ain't he going?" And then she starts putting stuff up on the counter, and then the lady at the counter says, checks her out, and then she sits there and she says, "Oh my God, I don't have my wallet." So she goes home and she turns around and she says, "Well, I'll do the right thing," and she takes its stuff and puts it all back. Then she eases out the door and goes and gets in her car, and she drives herself home. And just before she gets to the front door, she hears her phone ringing in there. And she opens up her door, gets to the phone, answers and says, "Hello." And it was a little girl, one of the shopping girls at the store, calling her, telling her that, "Hey, you know what? Your wallet is down here. You better come get your money. I ain't got paid this week." You know what I'm saying? So she's so happy and relieved and ecstatic and happy. And she runs out to the car and goes back to the store and gets her groceries and comes home and makes a pie.
Okay. That's it.
So do I get to take it again? Or are you just going to turn me in as a fool, a buffoon? Such a buffoon! He's such a buffoon! If you only knew him like I know him. He's such an idiot. He is a simpleton. A simpleton.
Okay, you know what else? Mr. Sterling didn't sign his, but the other guy, Roy, didn't sign his either. Gotta go by and get him to sign his, too.
So we gotta go to all of these people again tomorrow? Why didn't you get a, you didn't check?
I didn't check. But they're the only two.
All right, then I get special wonton soup tonight because I have to go
Mr. Rufus
all the way back over these people's tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
So, Mr. Roy, he didn't sign his.
What's wrong? Highlight where these people are supposed to sign and put an X. And in that way, they'll see it and they'll say, "Oh, am I supposed to sign
it?" I'll see it.
I'm supposed to sign it.
Remind them.
So now you got to go back.
Greg signed.
Yeah, I know. Greg trying to get paid.
He signed.
Okay. Well, I have to take my test again, so I can't sign.
Well, you can fill it out.
I can't fill that out. I can't fill it out, man. Why?
Because I said so.
Hey, man, I got to put my Social Security number on here. Hold on.
I got to call Mr.
Hold on. You tell UDC. I know, I'll put my tax ID number. Do I print my name up here?
Please do.
I was. Well, my figure I'll check too. You don't show enough 10-9 am I, but. What was that?
That was a reflex.
Hey, you know what? That stuff ain't doing nothing. Man, I don't know about doing this. Put my damn social security number on here. And I...
It's the only way I can get you paid. I feel bad about that, too.
I can use my tax ID.
I guess. I don't know.
I could do that.
But you have to indicate that it's your tax ID, because these people are retarded.
It don't matter.
You just got to indicate that it's your tax ID.
I'm going to go get a tax ID number in my name, Carlton F. Wainwright.
Just put the damn social security number in there. I mean, God dang. So you can get paid. You know, these people are stupid.
Exactly. And I'm handing my damn social security number over to these people. I mean, yeah. Can I do your thing for free?
Okay.
I mean, you know, give my 50 to somebody else, man. I don't like these ignorant people running around with my damn social security.
Okay, if you want it for free.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I just thought about that shit. That's some deep stuff. For real.
I know, but that's the only way I can get you paid.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all gonna do that, but I ain't trying to, I'm gonna put my tax ID no more. Give me no one. I'm gonna put tax ID no more.
Well, indicate that it's your tax ID then.
Yeah, I'll put it on EIN number. Ain't no problem. I have no problem with doing that.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Do you know your tax ID off the top of your head?
On Homeco, for Homeco, the business. But I don't have a tax ID in my name yet. I need to get you one. I can do it on the phone. I think I would have a bond. It wouldn't hurt.
Unless you want to do it for free.
Yeah, is conflict of interest my doing it?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Might be.
Well, my scores are so low, they're going to say, oh, shit, yeah, he took it.
What?
I think I did pretty well with remembering the numbers, though. Did I?
That's the only thing you did okay on everything else, but the numbers, the reversal numbers, you didn't do well on.
I told you, I can't think like that.
That's working memory. You're supposed to be able to reorganize things in your head.
I don't. I have to draw it, write it out. If you let me write it, I could do it.
Can't do it that. It's verbal working memory.
Okay. Well, then I'm poor in that area right there. Something ain't working there, is it?
So you're not gonna. So I'll just use your data. I'll just use your data, and I won't pay you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could be paid in kind.
Okay.
A bartering system. You feel better about doing it that way?
Mm-hmm.
All right, wait a minute.
What?
Tear that up. I mean, that thing.
I'll just put down gratis.
Gratis?
All right, that makes...
What is... No, I should fill it out, right? And then, but just, you know, gratis. What is gratis?
Because I'm just using the data. You don't need a payment form because you're doing it for free.
Yeah, I'll do it for free.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But I got to go. I got to call him tomorrow and tell him that he didn't do it either. God damn it! I don't know what I was thinking.
Me either. But we'll go. Okay.
What I'm gonna do, because it's just. because if, you know, I may have given him the, you know, the signed copy and put the one that I meant to give him in here. Because I have one for them to keep and one for my notebook. Mm-hmm. So I may have given the wrong copy to him.
He may have signed it.
Yeah, and I gave him the wrong one. I think that's what happened in both cases. I just took the wrong one back.
Well, okay. Well, we'll just call.
I'm just gonna underline it from now on, so.
Okay, would it be in here?
That way I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them didn't sign the consent form. See, I know for a fact now that that Mr. Hurd, because I don't have his signature on the consent form. But he's all right. Somebody didn't sign the consent form. See? I know I gave him the wrong one. Then that's probably what happened.
Then let's go.
I gave him the notebook copy and took his copy.
Well, we have
copy.
To call him in the morning and...
Oh, Mr. Hurd, this guy here,
uh-huh.
From 1 to 2 o'clock, 1 to 2:30.
Okay. We can catch him.
Yeah, because he has to go to church. The singer?
Yeah.
Because he has to go to church.
Oh.
He's singing in two choirs.
Of course.
So he said we could catch him from 1 to 2:30. So I said, we just pop in, get your signature, and we'll be out. And then I had to call this guy, the guy before him, Roy, because he didn't sign this. He didn't sign his either.
Consent form?
No, the payment form.
Oh.
I need that more than the consent form.
You got it signed?
No, I need to get it signed.
The,
I need
the
to call
consent
him tomorrow.
Form.
No, that's the payment form.
No, did you get the consent form signed? That's
oh.
all I was asking.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's all. Those are the only two places we have to go?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll run in and go do that. Get them out of the way. Anybody else that we could go into?
Well, Benson is supposed to be coming. I had to call, tell him to come a little bit later, maybe at 2. If we can get to Mr. Hatchett by and this guy, and then go to start with Mr. Hatchett because he's further out, and then go to 49th Street. And get Mr. Whatchamajigget to sign his, and then we can be back here for Vincent, and then you can go be on your way to Waldorf.
Okay, I'll ask the plumber how old he is too.
Okay, that will help.
No, is that me? Okay. Taking me out there, shoot. Tear my thing up. Well, that thing ends up in the wrong hands. People then, oh, shoot. You got enough junk on my report. Take somebody else's stuff. You know?
Greg signed off on his. Everything's cool. And you're doing it for free, so I don't need your signature. Okay. Remind me to pick up that check while we're over there in UDC. Gotta pay me something, I know that, goddamn it.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll give me a better performance. I know this was on.